What Ghana has done, which we did last week, has not been done in Africa. We are doing something that is unique. We are allowing interoperability between the mobile companies. So whether you are MTN, Vodafone, Tigo, or Airtel, you can send money between these operators. That is the standard type of interoperability that you see, for example, in Kenya or Tanzania. But we went one step ahead of that. We brought in the banks so that you have the telcos and the banks. So you can send money, you know, from your mobile to your bank account, and from the bank account to your mobile. That is something that is missing in other countries in Africa. And Ghana is the first country pretty much to get there. In the next couple of months, we will be bringing the eSwitch system to be part of it. And we will then complete that triangle between the eSwitch, the banks, and the telco. That is phenomenal, actually, what has happened. And in this context, Ghana is arguably the leading country right now in Africa in the area of mobile payments interoperability. We've overtaken Tanzania and Kenya and other countries in this direction. Government is poised to support startups and emerging technology firms who are daring to apply technology to tackle our everyday problems of doing business and in governing. Other countries have seen the growth of technology because their governments have made deliberate efforts to promote local startups to flourish. The government of Nana Addo-Dankwa Akufo-Addo will not be left behind. Most important, tell us what government can do to help this process.